Welcome to BBC News. Today is the 31st of August 2016. I am your host, Jojo Sexy, and here are the headlines. I'm sorry. No, I didn't put in a wrong track. I just thought it would be funny. So, hi, I'm Jojo Sexy. It was my AMA last week, and a lot of you have asked me questions, and I'm very, very glad that you did, by the way, because I was so scared that it might have nobody, because I don't really post much. But I'm very grateful to everyone who asked me questions. I did try to challenge people to ask me sort of out of the ordinary questions. So, and I tried not to read the questions, so, or think about it, obviously. So, this is going to be a lot of me babbling, thinking out loud, and forming incoherent sentences, and being illogical and all that fun stuff. So, hold on tight. This might be a very, very long ride. Okay, I'm going to answer the questions in the order that you guys posted it. So, here goes. The first person who asked me questions is Crimson King Brinstead. He says, "Juge, three very important questions that I think everyone needs an answer for. Question 1. What is your relationship with the sheep in your neighbourhood? After all, at around 20.3 million sheep to about 3 million people in your country, that's about 6 2/3 sheep per person. Do you have your own personal sheep harem? And what exactly do you do with that 2/3 sheep?" I think last I checked, there's about 4.5 million people in the whole of New Zealand now. For those of you who don't know, I am from New Zealand. We do have a lot of sheep and a lot of cows, but I think we're famous for our sheep. I believe my 6 2/3 sheep are somewhere hanging out with a farmer on a giant paddock, eating grass, probably enjoying themselves, having fun, munching away. It's actually, I don't know about other countries, but it's a pretty common thing to sort of to go to somewhere pretty central that's sort of, you know, there are sort of not public parks per se, but more like a little natural land of like a hill or just giant pieces of grass, I guess. And they have like those section off bits where you see on farms. I have no idea what they're called. And you will see sheep and cows just munching away there. And that is how we keep our grass in check. I'm not kidding. It's a very common way of mowing your lawn or your large piece of property when you have a lot of grass, to just borrow your neighbor's sheep for a week and let them do the work. Oops, sorry. That was my phone. I should have turned it off. And also, like, if you have a lavender field, people would actually, you know, release their sheep onto their lavender fields, and they would take care of sort of the weeds and random grass bits, and they wouldn't actually eat the lavender. So they're actually perfect for that as well. Also, I do believe that New Zealand has the cutest freaking sheep and cow breed on earth. Like, seriously, they look like the kind of sheep and cow that you would see in sort of fairy tales or Disney Pixar movies. They look absolutely adorable. They're basically just giant fluffy dogs with a really, really great sense of curiosity. Because if you go near them, or if you like go to a paddock and you let yourself in, the whole herd would just come sort of jogging along and check you out because they're curious about you. They'll come sort of pretty close to you, just out of reach, but they wouldn't touch you. It depends on sort of the herd you're with and stuff, whether they allow you to touch them or not. But yeah, that happens. That's a thing. I remember going into a lavender field and the owners actually just let loose their sheep to like clean out the weeds and stuff. And there were probably 20, 30 sheep in a relatively small little lavender field, and they just all came rushing towards us. It was kind of scary if you don't know what's happening. But yeah, they just come rushing towards you. They'll probably stay like arm's length away, sniff around, and then ignore you and just go do their own thing. And then after checking you out, they'll just go back to eating grass and things like that. They are absolutely adorable. What exactly do I do with that two-thirds sheep? I believe that two-thirds sheep would probably be like a baby lamb or something that isn't fully grown. So you might want to think about that. Which, speaking of, it's spring here, so I think there's gonna be like a new season of baby lambs getting born soon, if not already. I should probably go check them out sometime. Yeah, so that's with the sheep. I don't actually live in a neighborhood, unfortunately, and because I live in Auckland, we don't get that much. It's like, I live in central Auckland, so I don't see sheep on a daily basis, but if you live anywhere slightly more rural, I believe you see them pretty much on a daily basis. If you travel on the countryside, my experience is that you will smell grass, flowers, sort of, you know, fresh air, and the light tint of cow shit. I'm not kidding. But it's not a really stinky cow shit because they eat fresh grass, and it's sort of, it's like they're really healthy cow shit. It's actually the smell of happiness. I'm so sorry, but it is the truth. It's the best feeling ever to just like have your windows roll down and driving along the countryside. It really does smell nice, but you know it's cow shit, but you don't care. Because, yeah, they don't smell like human poop or anything. It's just, I don't know. It just smells like digested grass, I guess. Yeah, I know. I'm weird. I'm sorry. Question two. Why I always have an hard feeling in my pants at the morning. That is exactly how he phrased that, by the way. Well, Crimson, because your waifu's shit and you miss me too much. No. You big troll. I don't know. What else is there? Maybe you crave a nice beating or a nice spanking. Question three. Why is Avalon's waifu such trash? Thanks for doing this AMA. I look forward to your answers. Avalon's waifu. I mean, I'm not even going to answer that. I did draw her recently, so judging by that, I don't think she's that trash because I drew her. If it was before I drew her, I would probably happily agree with you. Don't tell her. Yeah, Okay. Next. Ooh, actually, I should probably redo this because I forgot to. Sort by new? No, sort by old. Wait. Oh, there we go. Alrighty. The next person is JazzyJ1801. She says, "Yay, question time." Squinty smiley face. Let's get this party started then. Question one. If you could have any two animals in the world, humans not included, what would you get and why? The first thing that came to mind is a dog, because I desperately want a dog. I've wanted a dog since I can remember, and I've never, ever, ever had the chance to get one. My parents would never allow me to have a pet. We also moved quite frequently, and then I spent most of my childhood in sort of boarding schools. I never had a dog, and I desperately want one. But if any two animals in the world, I don't think I should choose something so ordinary. The first thing that actually popped up to mind was a penguin, but, you know, after listening to Avalon's AMA, I don't think I can clean them up. But if given sort of clean, well, actually, even given cleanup isn't an issue, housing isn't an issue, feeding isn't an issue, I probably still wouldn't, because just in case, like, the slight off chance that they would poop on me. So I think the first one I would want to have is one of those monkeys that can sort of hold onto your finger, like they're shorter than your finger with a really long tail, those fluffy little monkeys. I think they're called finger monkeys, according to Avalon. Just imagine how cute they are. If you Google finger monkeys, you'll know what I'm talking about. They're like tiny, fluffy, miniature humans that are this cutest little thing ever. And just think about it, like, you can keep them in your pocket or on your shoulder, in your hair. You can just bring them anywhere, you know, make them like tiny human clothes. They're just so adorable. I want one. Yeah, another one, I think I'd want an elephant, but they're herd animals, so they socialize a lot. I don't know if it's healthy for them to have just one elephant, because I would love to, you know, have my animals be happy. That is, like, the utmost important thing. So, I would say sort of an elephant if I can make it happy. That goes with all the animals that I keep. If I can't make it happy, then I'm not going to keep it. Elephants, because they're majestic, they're elegant, they are extremely intelligent, they have a great sense of pride, and they have this whole respect thing going on. I don't know, I just love elephants. They are, yeah, they are very, very respectable, which is why I want them. Question two. What got you interested in recording and joining the fun that is GWA? Any person in mind that gave you the inspiration to start making audios? I think there was a period of time where, a very long period of time, I meant, and by that I mean sort of years, upwards to 10 years, that I gave up all of my hobbies. I was in a very bad place. And I wanted to learn about myself, and I wanted to pick up something that I could do. I think I was on Reddit looking for, just sort of randomly browsing, trying to find things that I'm interested in, when I stumbled onto GWA. I listened to a few audios and remembered that I've always had friends that said, they liked my voice or I sound all right, or things like, or guys being very awkward and asking me not to sort of yawn in front of them because it's the sound apparently is very, very, inappropriate. And like, I've always been known as sort of the one who can sing among my friends. So it just sort of clicked that I could explore something like that and learn about my own sexuality and learn about this whole world that is sex and adulthood and all that fun stuff. yeah, I think that was why. I think I remember buying a microphone thinking that, you know, even if this doesn't work out, I can always sort of record song covers that I've always wanted to do. And I remember recording my first ever, well, I recorded my verification on my phone and I got a very, very surprising amount of love. And, you know, GDPR community, it's extremely, extremely friendly. I've never had so much love, or I've never really imagined or expected anything like this, which is part of the reason why I stayed. Actually, a main reason that I stayed, because everybody here is just extremely wonderful. Yeah, I remember sort of recording my first audio and then listening to it, cringing, like almost... It was so cringeworthy that I wanted to pull my hair out, and I didn't know what to do. So I remember posting, sort of asking for help on Backstage. I remember PMing sort of basically my inspiration to record audios and asking for his opinion. And he was very encouraging, obviously, and very caring. And yeah. So they basically encouraged me to post, and then I got a surprising amount of love and positive feedback, and I thought I'd just continue doing that. Any person of mine that gave you the inspiration to start making audios, I would say Bebonite, which probably wouldn't surprise anyone. I believe he is probably an inspiration to start to many, many female and male recorders, posters, performers, I don't know. Yeah. So that was kind of how I started. Let's see. I think also a turning point to sort of where my audios changed was, listening to a few audios that had very, very high production values, and that sort of changed my view on sort of GWA, sort of the Gone Wild audio, and it turned into something that is not just purely sexual, but more of sort of putting out a product, an art form, sort of like photography or you know, people putting out films and stuff, because I realized after talking to many people on TeamSpeak and listening to many, many very high production value audios that this is a great way of sort of exploring your creative mind and sort of being a creative outlet. And I think my attention shifted from it being a sexual thing to sort of a performance thing, or a creative arts thing. Yeah. I think that was the main bit. Question 3. Say you were given $2 million. Tell us what you would do with the money and why. $2 million. What's 10% of 2 million? 200,000?
200,000. No, that's too much. 5%? 100,000? Yeah, I'll probably take out 100,000 to sort of, you know, go travel and do things, sightseeing, you know, go around the world, because that is my biggest dream, to experience everything. And I'll probably invest the rest because I want to generate more money from that. With the current Auckland housing prices, it'll probably be like 2 apartments. And I guess I can just live off rent and not worry about that, and, you know, have a very sort of sense of financial freedom and stability, and that'll be really nice. Yeah. So take out 100,000 to go travel. I'll probably go to America first and go see a certain someone. And maybe I'd probably pick him up and go travel with me, because traveling alone is lonely and it's not fun, and I want to travel with him. And I don't know how much holiday he's going to get, but, you know, as much as we can. Yeah, 100,000, you know, 50,000 each is a good amount to just go travel and experience things. And yeah. Question 4. What's it like to date a person, who is super popular, or at least well known in the GWA community? Any funny moments you've shared that involved an audio? Yours or your tour boys? what is it like dating him? He's very inspirational. I learn things from him every day. Just his dedication and his madness of churning out, to me, is like churning out what seems to me are extremely amazing quality audios, like, all this time, and continuing doing that. It's definitely something that I don't have. Just look at my post history. yeah, just the dedication to things that he loves, and it's very humbling and very inspirational and motivating, just seeing him work on these things every day. And also, it's kind of nice to be like, hey, he's mine. any funny moments you've shared that involved an audio? I was actually recording this AMA earlier today, but I didn't realize that I was extremely dehydrated and my mind just wasn't working. Plus, he was watching, so I couldn't concentrate. It's dumb, but anyways. but yeah, I remember thinking about this while he was, you know, on the other side of the call. And I think what came, I didn't think of anything, but what came to mind was, once upon a time, JoJo tried to record an F-dom audio. So, for people who know me, I'm extremely subby, and I don't know how to dom. I've never tried it, and I tried to record an F-dom audio, and I think I was reading it on TeamSpeak, and the general response that I got was, I sounded like an airline hostess or a flight attendant or one of those airport announcers. So, you know, fail dom. Yeah. And that actually was where the inspiration for my Air New Zealand audio came from. So obviously my friends poked fun of me about that, about the whole airline hostess stommy voice. And then later on, I believe someone requested that I do like a flight attendant audio. And so I actually asked the amazing, amazing WebTalker 30 to write me a script, and he was extremely kind and he wrote me a script, and it was an amazing script. And judging from the feedback, everybody thought so too. Yeah, it was that. Yeah, shout outs to WebTalker 30 for providing that amazing script and my other scripts that are doing extremely well, mostly are from him. If you record, go check his scripts out. They are amazing. And I believe his views on sort of recording scripts are that they are never overdone. So definitely go and record them. And yeah, show some love to the scriptwriters, because without them, I wouldn't be here. A lot of us wouldn't be here. Because I can't improv, and I've never written a script, and I'll probably be horrible, horrible at it. So yeah, my survival on GWA solely depends on them. Yeah. Question 5. Say you are stranded on an island, and food and water was provided for you. What 3 things would you bring and why? Food and water provided. I think the first thing that comes to mind is just sunscreen. I have to have sunscreen. Yeah, that's just the practical traveler in me. I burn extremely easily. I don't know if it's just the New Zealand sun or what, but I burn extremely, extremely easily. I used to joke that I burn like a redhead. Or a ginger. Yeah, because I can be in the sun for 20 minutes and burn. I could be in the pool for less than an hour with sunscreen on and burn to a crisp. I remember the first day that I went to Fiji, I think I spent maybe not even an hour in the sun. I had sunscreen on. The burn was so severe that it continued the whole entire week that we were in Fiji. It was just horrid. I looked like I was roasted or something. So much for being Asian. But yeah. Sunscreen is most definitely the first thing. I need like the highest SPF and extremely waterproof, because I love doing water sports. Not that water sports. Yeah, so just sort of water related activities thing. The second thing. I would probably bring my e-reader. So I have a Kobo reader. That's basically just a Kindle, but from Kobo, because, you know, that's just the brand that I went with. It uses e-ink, not your sort of HD whatever OLED screen or whatever, because it's kinder on the eyes. And the battery lasts forever, and you can put like a bazillion books in there. Yeah. If you want an e-reader, check it out. I think it's Aurora? No? Aura? HD? I can't remember the exact name, but it was one of the HD e-ink e-readers. It can connect to Wi-Fi. By the way, you can browse the internet. It's just in black and white, and there are games on there. But obviously, you know, it's mainly an e-reader. Yeah, third thing. Wait. So I based these things on not trying to get off the island because I'm just treating it as a vacation. If you give me food and water on an island, I'm just enjoying this, Jen. Yeah. But if I am trying to get out, I'd probably bring like a GPS satellite phone as my third thing. But if I'm not trying to get out, what would I bring? Can I bring a person? Because I would love to bring Avalon with me. Yeah. If I can't bring a person, what would I bring? A third object. A bathing suit. That's right. I was thinking about bathing suits. I remember the first time I recorded this was sunscreen, bathing suit, and then either GPS or e-reader or Avalon. Yeah, bathing suit, because as much fun as it is to go skinny dipping, I don't want sand everywhere. Sand, no. So, bathing suit. Alrighty. Next question. Hooray! You have the chance to have a sleepover with 5 DWA girls of your choice. Exactly who would you invite? What would they bring and what plans? Winky face. What plans would you have in mind for the night of passion? I mean, fun. Let's see. So I'd bring Jazzy. Jazzy can bring food because I remember Jazzy promising me, that if I ever go visit, she will cook me homemade food, and I want to try out your food and your cooking. So Jazzy can bring food. I would bring Alice. I would invite Alice, and Alice can bring her ukulele. Or Toto. Bring ukulele and Toto. Because we all love Alice and her ukulele and Toto. By the way, Toto is her dog. It's adorable. He is like the cutest little thing ever. The third person I would bring Playful. And I would ask Playful to bring her little toy collection. And by little, I mean a giant toy collection. Because we can use those. The fourth person. By the way, these are not in particular order. Who would I bring? I would bring Cora. Because I think Cora and those toys would sound like a lot of fun. Cora can bring alcohol if she can. Yeah. Because drinking, you know. I would invite Sunny. And Sunny can bring her dog too. Because that little fluff ball is adorable. Yes. What are the plans? Oh, Sunny also needs to probably bring, like, her Hamilton Connect collection or something. So we can watch Hamilton. We can set our microphones up and make use of that toy collection. And, yeah, just, you know, get drunk and have a very, very interesting evening. I won't go into details because I think you can all imagine what it will be. And hopefully we'll turn out some very interesting recordings. Yeah. Question 7. Oh no. All of your friends have turned into cute, little, or big animals. What kind of animal would your friends be? And why? Name as many people as you would like. Okay, I'm really bad at bringing things out of the top of my head, so let's start with APAC. Alice would be a fluffy little kitty, because Alice is cute, and Alice is kitty. Tez would be... What would Tez be? I'm trying to think of, like, the equivalent of an animal, like a bro of an animal. So I'm thinking Tez would probably be a dog. German Shepherd? Yeah. Avalon would be a husky, because he's cuter than a golden retriever, even though, no offense to golden retrievers, he's not quite Alaskan Malamute. He's like the derpier version of Alaskan Malamute, and like the more complex version of a golden retriever. Because I think goldens are very, very dumb and absolutely adorable. And by dumb, I mean they are clever, but they don't have any guards. They're friendly towards absolutely everyone. But huskies, yes, I think he's a husky. he's my derpy, goofy blob. Bats. I feel like bats would be like a python or a snake or something like that. I don't know why. It's not because, like, it's not like the general understanding of, like, snakes. It's just, I don't know why. He's not a bat, because he's a lot larger than a bat. And I feel like bats are always sort of kind of skittish, but he's not skittish. I don't know, I just feel like he's kind of like a snake. Not saying that he's sly or anything. It's just, like, humans put a lot of weird personality on animals that I don't necessarily agree with. So yeah, I do like snakes, by the way. Yeah. Deimo. I feel like I need like a list of animals or something. Oh, actually, you know what? Alice would probably be either a trash panda or a red panda, because those things are absolutely adorable. I remember that trash panda gif. Yeah. Deimo, though. What would Deimo be? Deimo's a koala. Yeah, Deimo's a drop bear. Koala. Because Deimo doesn't, like, when he's around TeamSpeak or anywhere really, he doesn't really talk that much, but he's also extremely cute and talented, and everybody loves him. So yeah, Deimo's the koala. Who else do we have? Alice, Tez, Bats, Deimo, Tony. Tony's a fox. Yes, Tony is definitely a fox. Tony's a little red fox. Let's see. Let's go on TeamSpeak and see who's there, because that's the only way I can remember people. Let's see. What is Jazzy? Jazzy's I think Jazzy's a red panda. Yeah. I feel like Jazzy's a red panda. I'm just thinking of all the cute red panda gifts, and she is definitely a red panda. Who else? Crimson. Ooh, what's Crimson? What would Crimson be? Let's see, what animal has salt? What animal's the saltiest and the most tundere? I don't know. What would it be? I feel like Crimson. No. What would it be? What would it be? What would it be? I really need a list of animals. Okay, he's an alpaca. I went and looked for like a little diagram of animals, and he's an alpaca. Yep, that's what he is. Yeah, that's the people off of the top of my head. Next question. Oh, by the way, it's really kind of late right now, so my brain's not exactly working. I've been drowsy the whole day, which is why I recorded this, like, re-recorded this. Question 8. Last question. And this is the most important one. Tell me, why are you so darn cute? I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say you have to be one of the most adorable girls that I've ever had the chance to meet.
Oh, you stop it. No, you're cute. I'm not cute. You're cute. Jazzy, you're cutest.
The next person is Lottie Squeaks. She says, Jojo, I have some questions and I hope you have answers. Well, since you are called Jojo, I'd be a fool not to ask. If you were a character in Jojo's Bizarre Adventure, who would you be and why? I'm very sorry to disappoint you, but I've never watched that show. I've watched like one episode or something with Avalon because of my name, but my name has nothing to do with the show. I kind of know like there are a lot of JoJo's and it's like a fighting show and apparently everyone is extremely pretty. But other than that, I really don't really know anything about JoJo. Yeah. Sorry. Next question. Would you rather give up wearing shoes or underwear for the rest of your life? I would give up underwear for sure because I need shoes to walk around. But if underwear includes bra, then I'm giving up my shoes. I'm just going to sit in a wheelchair and live my life on a wheelchair. Because I'm not living my life without a bra. I cannot not wear a bra with these things. The degree of swing and bounce as I walk is just no, I can't do it. Would you rather eat the world's hottest pepper or stick your tongue to a frozen flagpole? I would 100% stick my tongue to a frozen flagpole because first off, I thought I eat spicy food, but apparently, with all the Americans I know, I actually don't eat any spicy food, even though I thought I eat spicy food, and and also my tongue and throat and stomach would not take the spice. Yeah, no,
There is no way I can eat the hottest pepper. But also, I have actually stuck my tongue to a frozen flagpole before. Yes. So growing up, JoJo was she was very much a tomboy. And she's done quite some stupid things growing up. I think most people would actually sort of look at me and think I'm a boy until my boobs started growing and showing. So, yeah, JoJo the tomboy. Next question. Fuck, marry, kill. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. So, let's see. We're going to think about it as sort of who do I want to marry first. And out of the three, Spider-Man is way too childish and way too boyish, and he is not my type. Superman is an alien. And I don't know how much I like him. And I feel like he's the kind of guy that would always think that he is right. Because, you know, Superman, and he will try to save everything, and he will try to be like, yeah, I don't know. Oh, by the way, I don't really know that much about superheroes, other than like the movies and a few little cartoons that I watched when I was a kid. So forgive me if I like got their personalities wrong. But yeah, I feel like living with an alien, I don't know if we are compatible. I don't know if I feel like Superman would always be the person that is right, and he would try to save everybody, and he's going to wear himself down, and, yeah. And Batman, here's the deal about me. If someone is sort of, like, a broken person, like, they have issues, I have this, savior complex that I got from hanging out around a lot of doctors growing up, I believe. And, yeah, I have this savior complex where I fall for the broken ones, for the ones with the issues, the ones with the dark side, the ones with a past or something. And I want to be the person to get to know them, to sort of help them get rid of the darkness or come out of the darkness or be the one that knows them, that would understand them. I have this really, really stupid complex going on. And so Batman is perfect for me, on top of that he is extremely rich. That doesn't hurt ever. So yeah, I would definitely marry Batman. And then, who would I fuck? Superman or Spider-Man? Spider-Man, spider, and a boy. That's just not my type. Superman, on the other hand, who doesn't want to fuck an alien for once, right? And he's hot. And he's got this whole manliness going on, so I would definitely fuck Superman. And that just leaves Spider-Man to be killed. I'm sorry. fuck, marry, kill again. This time, Rihanna, Beyonce, and Nicki Minaj. Who would I marry? I would most definitely marry Beyonce, because Queen Bee. There's no doubt about it. And who would I fuck? Between Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, I don't think there is any thought that needs to go into it, and it's definitely Rihanna, because Rihanna sounds like fun to fuck. And Nicki Minaj, on the other hand, I don't really want anything to do with her. I'm sorry. Next question. If you were going to prepare a 3-course meal for the last person you texted, what would it consist of? The last person that I texted, as in text message or just sent a message to, because nowadays we don't really text people that much as
you know, Skype messages, WhatsApp, I don't know, random apps. So the last person that I texted would be one of my best friends. She's also American. What is it about me and Americans? But yeah, it'll be her. She loves spicy food and Chinese food and duck and Peking duck. And so I would probably make her something like spring rolls with a super, super spicy dip, because I got her her favorite. I found like a really, really spicy hot sauce, and it became her favorite hot sauce. So I'm going to use that as a dip because she loves that stuff. I'll try to make Peking duck as the main course, but I don't know if I can do that. And so what sounds more reasonable is probably a very, very spicy, hot and spicy and everything Thai curry, I think she would love. And then for dessert, I would probably make cherry pies or something with some vanilla ice cream, I think. Or we could just have cheesecake, because cheesecake is yum. Yeah, I think that would be my three-course meal for her. Next question. Describe your recording process for us. How do you decide what to record? How do you prepare? What equipment do you use? How much editing do you do? My recording process. So I'm hopeless at improv, and I've never attempted to write a script before. So my first step is always trying to find a good script. I don't really browse GWA that much. So when I do find someone who writes good scripts, I try to like look for all of their scripts, and then I read through the script and see if I like them. Well, I actually start off with the tags, and then I read through the script and see if I like it. After that, I just have to make myself sit down and actually record. I try not to like read it in detail when I'm reading it the first time. I try to read it on the spot, because I found that my first go is always the one with the most emotions and the better performance. And then as I record, I sort of try to figure out what I need for the recording. So sound effects, I sort of note them down in my brain. Sound effects or different things that I need to do, and I either add them on or I stop right there and I go, you know, record the bits and pieces that I need for it, or I go to a different room and record whatever's required. Because I don't think I can record sexy scenes at my desk. It's just not something that I do. So I do have a second mic in my bedroom. What equipment do I use? So my main mic that I'm using right now is an AT2035 that is connected to a Focusrite iTrack Solo that is connected to my laptop, which currently it is a Windows Surface Pro 4. And this is sort of my main setup. I also have a Blue Yeti in my bedroom that I use for bedroom recordings, because I can't move this setup into my bedroom. It's impossible. Yeah. How much editing do I do? I don't think I do too much editing. I spend a lot of time trying to find the right sound effects. But sort of other than getting the sound effects right and trying to listen through and sort of find errors that I need to edit out, I don't do a lot of editing. I used to sort of remove background noise, but nowadays I don't do it anymore. So you're probably going to hear like a lot of background noise. But yeah, the mic helped a lot. I used to have really, really bad background noise, but now I don't. Yeah, I don't do a lot of editing. And, like, sound effects, I don't really record a lot of sound effects. I know a lot of people, they go above and beyond when it comes to editing and things. I just use the most basic things. So it's pretty much just record, crop, and export is like the biggest things. Are the biggest things? I'm starting to get loopy. Oh wow, we're an hour in. Okay. Next question. What's the scariest movie you've ever watched? Would you recommend it? Okay. I'm a pussy. I don't watch scary movies. I get way too scared, and I get scared. I can get scared from one movie and be scared about the same thing for years on end. It scars me. So I don't watch scary movies. I try to avoid them. Plus I have to come home to an empty house, which doesn't help. If I have someone to snuggle with, I'll probably watch them a lot more just so that I have an excuse to snuggle with them. But at the moment, no. I don't watch scary movies. I think the last one that I watched was The Conjuring, which wasn't really that scary. It was the first one, not the second one. And I watched it in theaters with my friends because they made me do it. And they scared the hell out of me throughout the movie. They would, like, touch my shoulder or blow on me or things like that throughout the movie. And so, yeah, I don't actually watch scary movies. I'm sorry. Would I recommend it? No, I wouldn't recommend that movie. And that movie is, like, the only movie that I remember watching. So, yeah, it's actually not that scary. I heard the second one is a lot scarier, but I didn't go watch it because it's a lot scarier. Yeah. Next question. Which side of the bed do you sleep on? I sleep on the side of the bed that is away from the bedroom door. So currently it is the right-hand side of the bed if you're sort of lying down on the bed. If you're standing at the foot of your bed looking at your headboards, it would be the left-hand side. Yeah, I think that's usually how I prefer to sleep anyways, because I think I sleep on my right-hand side mostly, and I like to face outwards. Next question. If you'd been born a boy, what do you think you would have been named? I think my parents would probably name me something like Jonathan or William or Jason or Thomas, something like that. But I think Jonathan and William would probably be the top two names. I'm gonna say that Jonathan is going to be the name that they would pick. I don't know why. Next question. If you were a dragon, what would you hoard and why? Dragon. I would want to hoard something valuable. Can I hoard time? I want to hoard time. I want to, like, be able to, like, steal time from a kingdom and then hoard it to myself. And if you're nice to me and if I like you, I'll give you more time. But since it's a dragon and it's magical, I'd want to hoard something like gems or jewels. So maybe something like with like magical powers, like a philosopher's stone, or I don't know, something like that. Like hoard philosopher's stones or magical stones with magical properties that are really rare. Yeah. Next question. And finally, if you woke up one day with the ability to change your appearance at will, would you use this power for good, for evil, or for fun. If I can change my appearance at will, I would definitely use it for fun. Actually, I'd use it for good, evil, and fun. I'd probably dress up as different people every single day. I'd probably go rob a bank. And I'd probably, like, help an old person see, like, their dying son once before they die, like, turn into their, I don't know, like, turn into their son or something. I mean, why limit yourself to doing good or evil or fun when you can do all? I just use it as, like, the way, whatever way I want, really. Oh, the possibilities. If I could change my appearance, I will. Jesus. I wish. Oh, well. Okay. We are an hour into this recording, so I think I'm going to stop here and record a part two so it's easier to listen to, because I'm less than halfway through. Oh my god, I'm taking forever. I'm so sorry. Thank you if you are still listening. Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening to me doing this. Yeah, please come and listen to part two. Thank you. Bye.